Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ashes, like funerals, are no respecters of persons. Everyone has an ugly black smudge on his forehead. Rich and poor alike are marred with palm ash and olive oil. Young and old together hear, "Dust you are, and to dust you will return." Men and women, brave men and cowards, hard workers and couch sitters, employed and unemployed, self-confident and fear-riddled, everyone alike is marked by ashes. Similarly, funerals don't care about your person. The size either of your bank account or of your ego, whatever the price of the casket, its contents are the same. They only have funerals for dead people. Dust you are, and to dust you will return. So Jesus preached, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward." Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are the disciplines of Lent because they are the disciplines of the whole Christian life. Jesus doesn't say, "If you choose to pray, if you decide to fast, if you really wish to give to the poor," he simply says, "When you give alms, and when you pray, and when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites." To ask if a Christian must pray, must fast, must give alms, is as wrong-headed as asking if a Christian is required to do good works. Of course, it's who he is and what he does. Almsgiving is a good work that benefits your neighbor. It is sinful to neglect it. Prayer is both a discipline and, when offered for your neighbor, a good work. Fasting, though, produces no perceptible benefit to your neighbor. It is not a good work, but a discipline that disciplines your flesh. And Lent intensifies the otherwise normal activities of the Christian life to teach you one simple thing. It's not about you. In a narcissistic, self-indulgent culture, whose primary creed is that you need to do what's right for you, a season for reminding yourself that you are not the most important person in your world is altogether strange. When your stomach rumbles in hunger, fasting teaches you that your belly is not your God. You do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Food and drink are good gifts from God. To abstain for a time, to dedicate yourself to prayer and meditation, is an act of thanksgiving. When your schedule commands your full attention, wants to commandeer every minute of your day, setting aside extra time for prayer in the season of Lent teaches you that your schedule is not your God, and that your time is not your own. Every minute of every hour is a gift from God. And when your budget or your stack of bills demand where absolutely every penny is to be sent, giving alms, giving to the poor, teaches you that money is not your God, The more tempted you are to make money a god, the more Lent exhorts you to give it away until you cannot trust in it anymore. But do not practice your good works in order to be noticed by others, nor exercise these spiritual disciplines to earn the admiration of others. If you do so, your reward is merely the admiration of others. Instead, these Christian disciplines, intensified during Lent, are to discipline your body so that you do not give in to your old sinful nature and lose the reward of eternal life that has already been delivered to you. Lenten disciplines are to turn your eyes away from yourself. Look at yourself, and what do you see? Sin and filth. The smudge of ash is a reminder of that. Left to your own devices, you would go to hell. Your old sinful flesh is not your friend. The old Adam is a jerk. The old Eve is a menace. Repent. They want nothing good for you. And yet, the smudge on your forehead, however imprecise and ungeometric, is not shapeless. The ash, which itself is a sign of repentance, is nevertheless made in the shape of a cross, the sign of forgiveness, made upon you first when your Lord claimed you in the waters of holy baptism. Lent is not joyless self-flagellation, beating yourself up to feel better about yourself. The more your eyes are turned away from yourself in this season of Lent, the more they are fixed on the cross of Jesus. The more you learn that it's not about you, the more you discover that it's about Jesus for you. Dust you are, but dust he was not. The second person of the Trinity, the eternal Word of God, took on the dirt of human flesh. The second Adam redeems the dirt of humanity, of human flesh, by his perfect union of his humanity and his divinity. He who was spotless and without blemish, unspoiled by sin, took the grime and the filth of the world's sin, took the mess of your sinfulness upon himself. He prayed perfectly, selflessly. He fasted thoroughly. He came to give the alms of the good news, the gospel, to those poor in spirit. So lift up your eyes in this holy Lenten tide. Behold the cross on which your Lord died, so that dust would not be your end. Forgiveness, likewise, is no respecter of persons. It is delivered to any and all whom the Lord chooses. With the water of his baptism, Jesus has washed away your filth. He has taken away the stain of sin and clothed you with his perfect righteousness. With the oil of his absolution, Jesus has removed your guilt. He has sealed you in his baptismal grace. As he sees you, no sin, no imperfection remains. With the wine of his blood, Jesus fills you with himself and forgives your sins completely. Lent is not a joyless dirge. It is a time of muted joy, a time for self-denial, a time for preparation. Lent is a journey to Easter. Yes, that Easter, but also the other one, especially the other one. Lent is a preparation for your resurrection, that great Easter day of the Lord's return, when he will raise your dead or dying bodies from the grave. All the self-denial, all the fasting, all the prayer, all the almsgiving, all the Lent, all the repentance is to focus you away from yourself to your Lord, the crucified and risen one. Even the ashes, a sign of repentance, sharpen your hope for the day when you will rise from dust and ash, when dust you will be no more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.